A major setback to gay marriage has occurred in Massachusetts, a report from Boston in a moment. But first, the California Supreme Court has ordered the city of San Francisco to stop issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. That immediately stops the gay marriage ceremonies conducted at City Hall over the last month. The seven justices will decide within months whether the city has been defying state law. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The California Supreme Court's ruling is striking for what it says and what it doesn't say. The court instructed Mayor Gavin Newsom and other San Francisco city officials to enforce the current state marriage law without regard to their own personal views on the constitutionality of that law. But the court did not directly address the constitutionality of same-sex marriages. 4 years ago, California voters overwhelmingly approved Proposition 22, which stated that marriage is a civil contract between a man and a woman. Mayor Newsom has argued that Proposition 22 conflicts with the state and federal guarantees of equal protection under the law, and so he authorized marriage licenses for over 3,700 same-sex couples over the past month. In a news conference just after the state Supreme Court's ruling, Newsom tried to be optimistic.
We're now moving into the next phase of this effort, and I look forward, now more resolved than ever, of making a strong case in front of the state Supreme Court, making the case that we have an obligation under the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution to do what's right, treat people fairly, with dignity, equal basis, regardless of their sexual orientation.
However, for now, the court will only hear arguments on whether Newsom exceeded his authority in issuing the marriage licenses. Other proponents of same-sex marriage expressed disappointment with the court's ruling, but Kate Kendall, executive director of the National Center for Lesbian Rights, found a silver lining in the fact that the court virtually invited private parties to challenge the constitutionality of Proposition 22.
Ultimately, we believe that the California Supreme Court will agree that it offends the promise of the California Constitution to not permit lesbian and gay couples to enjoy the same obligations and benefits of legal marriage that every other couple in the state of California enjoys.
For the opponents of same-sex marriage, the court's ruling was a welcome, if temporary, victory, especially since the justices could have deferred to the lower courts and waited for perhaps years for possible appeals to reach them before weighing in. Matthew Staver is president of the Liberty Council, one of the groups that had gone to court trying to stop the same-sex marriages.
Not only was the city of San Francisco violating the law, but now we see some other cities that were considering following some similar examples of San Francisco. So because of the widespread impact, not only within the state, but throughout the country, the California Supreme Court did the right thing and got involved.
Still, Vic Amar, who teaches at Hastings School of Law in San Francisco, says the court ruling is very narrow, and the fact that Mayor Newsom has been told to stop issuing marriage licenses suggests he's unlikely to win the hearing in May or June.
The court is saying that on the question of whether a mayor has a right to act on his own constitutional conscience and disregard state statutes when those statutes haven't yet been struck down by a court, on that question, the mayor might be in trouble.
But no matter what the court decides about the mayor's actions, both sides say the justices have yet to address the core of this issue, which is, are the same-sex marriages legal in California? Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.